Stephen Nolan on BBC Radio 5 Live.
Welcome along. Tonight we want to hear about your personal comebacks. In the early hours of this morning, Tyson Fury beat Deontay Wilder to become the WBC World Heavyweight Champion. A far cry from the 2 years of depression, addiction, weight gain and despair that cost him the belts he claimed and his promoter, Frank Warren. Beth Burgess is a psychotherapist and recovery coach. Beth is the author of The Recovery Formula and The Happy Addict. Hello, Beth.
Hiya.
So here we have this Tyson Fury story, which is one of turning his life completely around. And other people will be wondering, who are in a low now, can they do that in their own world?
Absolutely. And what a wonderful story. And I loved Baz's story as well. That's incredible. I think this is such a powerful story. And like, you know, the introduction was saying, it is really, it's, you know what I see this as a victory for? Not just Tyson Fury, but actually anyone that's had mental health struggles, addiction struggles, because it is possible for anyone to recover, I believe, as long as they find the right tools. And it does then give them the power to go on and do amazing things. And that's what he's done.
And if people have seen him and they've felt inspired, what are the basic steps then to get back on your feet?
I think what's a really, really important thing, and this is what he did, was he was completely authentic and allowed himself to be vulnerable enough to say, you know what, completely honestly, I am struggling. I am really struggling here. And that's the most important step to take in the first place, is to basically acknowledge that you're struggling, both to yourself, because you can be in denial about having addictions or mental health issues. And then once you've really got honest about that, it's to reach out for help. So there are various ways people can reach out for help. Obviously, if you want to get some kind of treatment, you can go to your GP and get referred to mental health services or addiction services. But there's also a lot you can do in your community as well. So there are things like fellowship groups for support for addicts, so Alcoholics Anonymous and stuff. There's also an amazing amount of social support and communities on Twitter. So things like hashtags with Recovery Posse and Mental Health, who are really supportive people. It's just about taking that first step of actually being completely honest, expressing that you're holding pain, and then you can move on to actually, how do I treat this? And how do I? But it's about not feeling alone and actually taking those first steps, because that's what it takes. The courage is really in taking the very first steps, and the rest of it, of course, you have to be brave to work through this stuff. But honestly, that if you're prepared to be courageous enough to say I need help, then you can do the rest of the journey.
Yeah, look, he's turned his own life around, and I kind of think I wouldn't be doing this program. I don't think I'd be doing this program justice tonight if I didn't also give people an opportunity. If they want to pick up the phone and they're admiring Tyson Fury, look, fair enough, that's what we're doing. But remember that maybe he's got a little way to go in terms of talking about some of the things that he has said in the past, which he has not retracted all of those things. We'll remind ourselves of Tyson Fury saying that a woman's best place is in the kitchen and on their back. He likened homosexuality to paedophilia. He said that the legalization of homosexuality and abortion are two of the three things that need to be accomplished before the devil comes home. So, Beth Burgess, there's a lot of love for Tyson Fury, but there might be some people saying, look, maybe he's halfway there with his own, getting his own life together, and maybe there's a way to go. Different subject, but I think it's valid to raise it.
Yeah, you can admire people's story of recovery without identifying with them where they are, you know, culturally, possibly, or with their personal opinions. I mean, if you look at people like Russell Brand, for example, he's like Marmite, isn't he? People love him, people hate him. But most people actually just respect his story. And you don't have to agree with what his personal views are. I mean, I don't personally agree with Tyson Fury's views, obviously, as a woman or, you know, or in any other way. But, you know, you have to understand that they come from somewhere. And not the same place that mine do. But I absolutely admire his recovery story, 100%.